It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bobe's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium. The site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball as the Indians entertain the Flora Wolves in Little Illini Conference play. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Glad you're with us on this Friday night as the Indians get back into conference play and take on the Wolves. Indians come in with a record of 2-4 overall. They're 0-1 in league play. Lost their first conference game to Red Hill a week ago tonight in Bridgeport. Flora comes in with a record of 0-5 and have yet to play a league game. Well, Bill, it's been a rough start for the Wolves of Phil Leeb. Flora usually a power with regard to basketball, but they've fallen on hard times and are 0-5 heading into this game, winless in the league.
Yeah, I saw their scores earlier. They played four games over in a tournament in Centralia, dropped all four of those decisions, and they lost the game, I believe, to Edwards County as well. So they've been struggling. I think Coach Leib knew he would be in for a bit of a hard time tonight, or this season, I mean. But, you know, Steve, this is his 18th season in Flora. He's won 310 games, so he's done a lot of things right. And I'm sure as long as he's around, they'll come back and bounce back and be strong again. And I think you have their scores there.
Yeah, Flora 0-5, we mentioned, but they played some good people. They lost Edwards County 56-50 on Tuesday. They lost in the Kaskaskian Classic. They played four games in that tournament at Centralia. Lost to Freeburg 61-48. Lost to Greenville 67-50. Lost to Oakville 71-35. And lost to Pickneyville, Bob Wagner's ball club, 81-31. So it's a pretty stout competition there. And 0-5. So don't overlook them. And I'm sure the Indians aren't here tonight. Meanwhile, the Tribe coming in off that non-conference win against the Oblong Panthers. The key for the Indians is to play consistent basketball. They'll have to do it without Blaine Winningham.
Yeah, we see him over there on the bench right now. He sprained an ankle Tuesday night in the win over Oblong. He was out defending someone. He kind of dove for the ball and went flying through the air and stepped on somebody's ankle. He said he heard it go pop and he knew it wasn't a good thing. They had hoped to get him back into the lineup tonight. That didn't happen, and now he's hopefully going to be here Tuesday against Edwards County.
R.J. Nelms will be the man coming off the bench in his place here tonight. Well, it's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Flora Wolves. That's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We're back in a couple of minutes with the starting lineups and the play-by-play. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
You're listening to five decades of light, refreshing music from all your favorite artists. This is WAKO-FM Lawrenceville Vincennes, Light 103.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Ambrough Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Brooks Hair Studio remind you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Brooks Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Brooks Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Brooks Hair Studio gift certificate from Brooks Hair Studio. Just Google Brooks Hair Studio. North of the square, Brooks Hair Studio will tease to please.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with the Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103. Flora Wolves in town for conference play tonight. Here's the starting lineup for the veteran head coach of the Flora Wolves, Phil Leeb. Starting will be number 10, Nick Schaefer. He is a 6-foot senior at guard. Also starting for the Wolves is number 15, Isaiah Cohn. He is a 5'10 senior, also a guard. At forward will be number 25, Cole Young. He's a 6-foot freshman. Also starting for the Wolves is number 20, Christian Gosey. He is a 5'11 sophomore. And number 33, Alex Wiles. He is number 33, as we mentioned. He is a 5'11 junior. So again, the lineup for the Wolves: Schaefer, Cone, Young, Gosey, and Wiles. Again, Schaefer, Cohn, Gosey, Young, and Wiles. For the Lawrenceville Indians, Randy Bishop, starting lineup tonight. Number 3, Connor O'Dell, the 6-foot senior. R.J. Nelms in the starting lineup, replacing the injured Brain Winningham. Nelms is a 6'2 senior. Number 5, Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup, the 6'2 senior. Noah Wager also in the starting lineup for the Tribe, the 6'2 junior, number 15, and Jordan Jones, the 6-foot junior, number 32. So again, for the Indians, Odell, Nelms, Marsh, Wager, and Jones. Indians did win the JD game earlier, 63-58, so the junior varsity remains unbeaten. Skylar Toole led the way with 18 points. K.O. Powell had 16. Indians continuing a homestand here. They'll play Flora here tonight, then step out of conference. Coming up on Tuesday, they'll play Edwards County here at LHS. Then they're off for a week until the 18th when they host the Basketball Capital Classic champion Fairfield Mules. Then the Indians will play at Vincennes Reveille prior to the holiday. So it's again the Indians and the Flora Wolves here. Conference play, chance to get even. Again, they're 0-1 after that loss to the Red Hill Salukis last Friday. Indians in the home white uniforms with the red numerals, the red and white trim. Flora in the traveling orange uniforms with blue numerals and blue and white trim. Indians and the Wolves. This used to be quite a rivalry, Bill. Back in the days, and some great players on both sides, and we've seen some outstanding games between these two schools.
Even up into the days right after Flora joined the LIC, Steve, and Lawrenceville had those really good teams with your nephew, Ryan, and Jordan Hoovermail, and all those guys. They had some classic battles then. It'd be great to see this rivalry come to life again.
Tap control by the Indians, and we're underway here. Glad you're with us. Here's Connor O'Dell on the dribble across the timeline, left side to Nelms, in the left corner to Wager. Noah back out front to Nelms, RJ. Now left side, Flora starting out in the zone here. Here's Zeus Marsh They feed it, try to feed it in the middle. They do to Wager. He lays it up and in. They threaded that pass between that zone right to Noah Wager, and the Indians lead 2-0. 7:33 to go here in the opening quarter play. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Flora. It'll be Indian basketball. So Wolves turnover gives the Indians the basketball. Odell across the timeline to Nelms. Now to Odell. Left side to Nelms on the wing. Thought about the three. Now in the corner to Wager. Noah on the dribble. Looks for Marsh down low. Trying to post up. Can't find him. Top of the key. Long jumper by Jones off the mark. And the long rebound comes down to Flora. To Gosey. Gosey heads to the other end. And he shoots and scores. Christian Gosey with the basket for Flora. And we're tied at 2 with 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. In the corner, left side, Wager on the left baseline to Jones. Now underneath, the Marsh lays it up and in. Good ball movement there by the Indians. And the Tribe lead 4-2, 6:45 to go in the opening quarter of play. Here's Nick Schaefer bouncing it in the right corner to Cole Young. Back out front to Schaefer. Cross-court skip pass left side to Isaiah Cohn. Back out front now to Gosey. Indians playing some zone here at the outset. Cross-court skip pass left side to Cohn. In the middle, Cohn's shot is blocked away and rebounded by the Indians. Here's Zeus Marsh on the right wing. Now top of the key to Odell. Left side to Nelms, in the left corner to Wager. Noah on the dribble with 6:05 to go. First quarter, 4-2 Indians. Odell top of the key, lets a long jumper go. Got it. Three-pointer by Connor Odell, number 3. And the Indians are on top by 5. 7-2 with 5:50 to go here in the opening period of play.
Lawrenceville has hit three of its first four shots.
Back out front, the Wolves move it down to the corner. Back out front to Gosey. Gosey on the dribble, left side, feeding into the left corner to Young. Now right side, long three-pointer is on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebounded underneath by Young, and he puts it back up, no good. Foul charged against the Indians. 5:25 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-2 Indians at the line will be Cole Young, a 6-foot freshman.
I remember him from football, Steve. He was in that game against the Indians, and he had some outstanding catches, might even score a touchdown. He's one to keep an eye on down the road. He just missed that first free throw, however.
And the score remains 7-2, Indians. Another free throw coming up here for Cole Young. Second free throw, no good. Marsh the rebound for the Indians. Zeus will bring it up himself. Now leave it for Jones to Nelms across the timeline. Right side to Odell against that 2-3 zone. Now to Nelms on the wing. Back to Odell, top of the key. Right side to Marsh. Zeus on the wing, looks to the baseline to Jones. Back out top of the key. Odell loads up another long three. This one off the mark, no good, off the back iron. Rebound controlled by Flora, controlled by Young. Now off to Cohn. Cohn down the lane, feeds it underneath to Wiles. Back out front, there's a jumper from about 15 off the mark, no good by Young. Ball battled for, and Alex Wiles comes away with it. Flora will reload with 4:40 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-2 Indians. Cone between the circle dribble, picked up now by, the Indians have gone man-to-man. They had started zone, now man-to-man. They weave the ball out front. Here's a drive down the lane by Schaefer, shot up, no good. He left it short, blocking foul charge on the Indians, however, on R.J. Nelms. So at the line will be for the Wolves.
It's Cohn.
Cohn. And his first free throw is up and good. His second one is up as good as well. 7-4, Indians by 3. 4:24 to go here in the opening quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Indians across the timeline. Nelms deep on the left wing, on the left corner to Odell. Cut off. Now back out to Nelms on the right wing. Now in the middle they go to Wager. Wager double team. Feeds it to Marsh. His jumper, three-pointer off the mark from the right side. And a foul charge. Rebounding foul on the Indians coming over the top. So it'll be Flora ball with 4:06 to go here in the opening period. Indians lead by 3, 7-4. Across the timeline, Isaiah Cohn. Now back out top of the key to Young. Young on the right wing to Cohn. Back out front to Gosey. Now here is Cohn guarded by Nelms in the Indian man-to-man. On the dribble. Looks to the middle. Can't find anybody. Back out on the deep right wing to Schaefer. Schaefer working one-on-one against Nelms. Throws the ball away. Oh, no, it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by an Indian.
Yeah, Zeus Marsh deflected that ball out of bounds. He went for the steal, didn't quite get it. Went off his fingertips, out of bounds to Flora.
3:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Directing traffic out front is Schaefer, guarded by Marsh. And the Indian man-to-man in the corner. Long ball is good. Three ball from the corner. That was by Christian Gosey. And we're tied at 7. Indians have been caught here in this opening quarter. 3:13 to go in it. 7-7. Odell left side to Nelms on the wing. Long jumper by RJ. Off the mark. No good. Battle for the ball. Coming away with it is Flora's Cole Young. Now Flora quickly up floor to Schaefer. Schaefer double teamed in the right corner. In trouble. Calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor in Amberall Federal Credit Union. Timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 7, Flora 7. Back in 30 seconds. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Indian basketball brought your way by People's State Bank. Mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. And also by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10 for sports, news, and weather coverage you can count on WTHI. Flora off the timeout with the ball. Tied at 7. The inbound. And they work it back out front to Schaefer. Schaefer, right, left side in the corner. Three ball on the way is good. Three ball by Flora's Grant Binky, who's into the game. A new player, a 6'4 junior, and they have the lead for the first time. The Wolves do. 10-7. Nelms on the deep left wing for the Indians, directing traffic. Now in the corner, Jones, left baseline. Going underneath the Wager, shoots, no good. Tapped up by Nelms, no good. Wager with the rebound. Now taken away by Flora, but stolen away by Jones. And the Indians retain possession after losing it momentarily. In the middle of Wager. Feeds it on the baseline to Marsh. 12-footer by Zeus. No good. Rebounded by Nelms. Up and in. RJ Nelms with the rebound basket. And the Indians trail 10-9 with 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Trapping pressure by the Indians. Almost forced a turnover. But Schaefer able to save it out front to Gavin Warren, who's also into the game for Flora. There's the ball knocked away. Here's Zeus Marsh heading to the other end. Jams it home. Zeus high above the rim with the two-hand jam. And the Indians are on top, 11-10. 1:33 to go here in the opening quarter. Ball almost knocked away and stolen away by the Indians. Jumper from the right corner off the mark by Flora. Loose ball to Marsh. Across the timeline, feeds it into the Wager. Puts it up from 12, off glass, no good. Rebound fought for, brought down by Binky of Flora. Pace quickens here with a minute 13 to go. In the middle, intercepted by Nelms. He stepped in front. Now across the timeline comes Odell. Indians slow it up now. And they go into a lob underneath to Marsh on the right baseline. Zeus double-teamed as the ball slapped away out of bounds. Stops the clock with 57 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 11-10, Indians back into the game for Flora as Isaiah Cohn replacing Christian Gosey for Phil Lieb. And it comes to Jones back out front on the deep right wing. Now left side on the wing to Odell. Nelms feeds it in the middle to Wager. Back out front to Odell, and a traveling violation on the Indian guard, Connor Odell. Indians by one, 45 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Across the timeline, Isaiah Cohn picked up by Odell in the man-to-man. Now to Schaefer, guarded by Wager. Schaefer bounces it back out front, ball tapped out of bounds by the Indians. It'll be Flora Ball at their offensive end. 32 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 11-10 Indians. And it comes to Cohn out front. Cohn guarded by Odell. Now to Young. We have a foul away from the ball against Flora. So it'll be Indian ball, a turnover on the Wolves.
It's the fifth turnover here in the first quarter. Their first foul, that was on Schaefer.
Here's Odell, left side to Nelms. Back to Odell, top of the key. Nelms, left side on the wing. 12 seconds to go. Indians holding for a final shot here. 9 seconds to go. 11-10 they lead. Nelms left side in the corner to Jones. Now cross court to Odell. 18-footer. Got it. Connor Odell with a basket right before the buzzer. And the Indians have the lead after the end of one quarter. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter of play, it's Lawrenceville 13 and Flora 10. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, second quarter underway. Indians lead by 3, 13-10. Bill Richardson and Steve Anderson here. Ball taken away by the Indians on the steal. Wager beats it in the left corner to Marsh. The Indians with a three-point lead on the attack here after the turnover. Top of the key to Odell. Now they work it to Jones. Long three-pointer from the corner. Got it. Right side. Jordan Jones, three ball.
First points of the night. You need more of that.
16-10. Indians on top. They put the pressure on and they throw it away. Ball knocked away. Marsh battling for it. And he comes away with a loose ball. Off to Wager. Shoots. Scores. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Indian hustle. Got that. Especially by Zeus Marsh. He really kept after it and knocked it away, and Wager was able to score and was undercut. And it's 18-10, the Indians with a spurt here, lead by 8.
Well, that is the 7th turnover on Flora here early. The Indians have only one. That's got to be the main reason the Indians have a chance to lead by 9, and they do.
Free throw up and in by Wager. Indians on top, 19-10, 7:22 to go, second quarter. Here at Lawrenceville High School. Indians with trapping pressure. Dribbling away from it is Gosey. Now underneath they go to Schaefer, and he's fouled. And will go to the line for free throws. 7:11 to go here in the opening quarter. 19-10. Indians.
Fouls on Wager. That's his second.
Free throw no good off the back iron by Nick Schaefer.
Flora now 2 of 5 from the line on the ball game.
About that one, 1 out of 2. 19-11 Indians, 7:11 to go. Second quarter. Jones across the timeline in the right corner to Odell. Cross court skip pass left side to Nelms. Top of the key. Jones a long three. Got it again. Jordan Jones beginning to heat up from 3-point land. And the Indians are on top by double digits, 22-11. Now Odell takes it away to Nelms. Now Marsh. At the other end, runs the ball down in the right corner. Zeus, cross court now to Nelms on the left wing. Back out front to Odell. Long jumper by Jones. Got it again. Tic-tac-toe, three in a row. Jordan Jones with a three ball and a timeout wanted by Flora. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 6:40 to go. Opening quarter going to be a full timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 25-11 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hello, this is Greg Lewis, inviting you to Customer Appreciation Day at Citizens National Bank of Albion, our Bridgeport Banking Center, located at 100 East State Street, December the 14th. Please join us from 8:30 until 10:30 for breakfast refreshments and from 10:30 to 4 for assorted sandwiches. Again, that's 8:30 to 4, December the 14th.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Back here at Lawrenceville off the timeout floor with the ball trailing 25-11. Indians with a nice little spurt there. Almost a steal by Marsh, but the Wolves recover out front. Isaiah Cohn, left side in the corner to Benke, has the ball knocked away. Benke on the baseline, feeding it underneath, faking, shooting, and scoring is Nick Schaefer. A much-needed basket for the Wolves. And with 6:10 to go here in the second quarter, it's 25-13 Indians. R.J. Nelms directing traffic out front. Now to Odell. Flora still in that zone. Skyler Toole into the game for the Indians. Here's Nelms. Cross court now to Odell. Three-pointer on the way by Connor. No good. Tipped up by Nelms. No good. Tipped up by Marsh. No good. And the rebound brought down by Flora's Grant Benke. Up the floor they come. The Wolves. Isaiah Cohn. Left side on the wing to Benke. Benke in the corner. Lets the jumper go. No good. Long rebound to Marsh. Zeus one-on-one. Heads to the hole. Feeds it to Nelms. Right side. Fake shoots and scores. Connor Odell. I should say R.J. Nelms with a basket. And there's a blocking foul charged against Nelms trying to take the charge on Isaiah Cohn of Flora.
Second foul on Nelms. Wager also has two fouls. Steve Jones was the only Indian who did not score in that first quarter. Lawrenceville led 13-10. Jones, the only Indian not to score. But he made up for that real quickly here in the second quarter. He drilled three straight three-pointers. This led to a 14-point lead.
27-13, Indians on top. Here's a drive down the baseline. Shot up and no good by Cohn. Now Marsh at the other end can't handle the pass on the fast break. And it's Flora basketball.
That's just two turnovers on the Indians. Flora has eight.
Across the timeline, Isaiah Cohn for the Flora Wolves. On the dribble, feeds it to the high post to Wiles. Down the corner, long jumper off the mark by Gosey. Scramble for the loose ball. Gosey comes away with it. Now right side shot is up and bounces through. That was Isaiah Cohn with the hoop for Flora. 27-15 Indians. 4:43 to go here in the second quarter play. Toole on the dribble. Ball tapped out of bounds by Christian Gosey. It'll be Indian basketball right in front of the Flora bench. Marsh inbounds. And a new player in the game for the Indians. Looks like Garrett Winkles is in there. There he is in there for the Indians. Here's Odell, top of the key. Jumper is off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Flora basketball. Jarrett Winkles, 6'2", junior, number 35 for the Indians off the bench. Flora with the ball, working it out front now. Top of the key to Cohn. Cohn in the corner right side to Gavin Warren. Now they try to dribble between the double team. They do get it to Warren on the right baseline. He goes to the middle, feeds it to Cole Young. A ball taken away from him. Skyler Toole with a steal. Now right side to Marsh. Left side now on the wing to Odell. Now to Jones. Back to Odell, top of the key. Right side to Tool. Again, four in this zone. Indians working the ball around. Odell back out to Jones. Three-pointer. Got it from the left side. Jordan Jones, red hot.
That's four three-pointers here in the quarter.
And it's 30-15. The Indians have doubled the score. 3:23 to go, second quarter here at Lawrenceville High School. Baseline drive and a feed. Ball knocked away by Jones. Underneath, however, recovering is Cole Young, and he's fouled by the Indians.
That's going to be the first foul on Jordan Jones.
Cole Young visits the line for the Indians. Freshman, 6-foot freshman for Phil Leeds Ball Club. Free throw on its way, no good, off the front iron.
Well, he's 0-3 at the foul line tonight. Hasn't looked good on any of the three, to be honest with you. Might be a good idea to think about fouling him when he does get the ball.
Make Schaefer back into the lineup for the Wolves. Free throw up and in. 30-16, 14-point Lawrenceville lead. Skylar Toole walking across the timeline. Now to Odell on the left wing. Connor back top of the key to Jones. Now Flores switched out of that zone. They're man-to-man now. Indians have shot him out of it. Here's Zeus Marsh on the left baseline, guarded by Wild. Tries to take him. Can't do it. Feeds it cross-court to Winkles. Now in the right corner to Odell. Left side on the wing to Jones. Left corner, Toole on the baseline. And we have a bumping foul charged against the Indians. Away from the ball. Offensive foul. So the turnover gives the ball to the Wolves, trailing 30-16 with 2:48 to go here in the second quarter.
That's 2 fouls on Odell. Nelms and Wager also have two.
Across the timeline, Isaiah Cohn on the left side dribble. Top of the key to Young. Young now to Schaefer. Schaefer on the drive has the ball tapped away. Nelms gets it. I should say that's Odell to Marsh, and he lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh with a fast break hoop, and the Indians lead 32-16. The long jumper is good. A three ball from the right wing by Isaiah Cohn. And Flora trails 32-19, with 2:10 to go in the quarter. Tool down the lane. Wanted to lay it up, but had it knocked away by the Flora defense. Here's Brennan Whittingham into the game for the Indians, replacing Connor Odell. Randy Bishop going with some players that we don't normally see.
I don't think Brennan Whittingham had played a varsity minute before tonight.
Yeah. Here is Whittingham in the right corner. Back out front. Ball taken away by Schaefer. Schaefer on the steal, working against Jones. Goes to the baseline. Feeds a knife to Cohn. His shot is up and in from 3 feet. Cohn in close with a Flora basket. 32-21.
That's 7 for Cohn, all in this quarter.
1:45 to go, second quarter. 32-21 Indians. Marsh, right side to Jones. Underneath, wide open, shot up and in by Brennan Whittingham. His first varsity points. 34-21 Indians. So 1:30 to go here in the second quarter of play. Laura across the timeline. Gavin Warren out front. Now to Cohn. Right corner to Young. Young on the dribble, guarded by Winkles. Beats it top of the key to Schaefer. Down the lane he comes, lays it up with the left hand, scores. Nick Schaefer, a nice move down the lane for Flora.
It's 5 for him.
34-23, 1:05 to go in this fast-paced second quarter. Jones again, a three-pointer from the right side, no good. Winkles the rebound, gets it to Whittingham in the left corner. Now to Winkles on the left wing, feeds it underneath to Jones, cutting to the hoop. He scores, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Great pass there by Winkles to a cutting Jones to the hoop. And the Indians lead 36-23 with 53.5 seconds to go in the second quarter.
So now he's got 4 three-point shots, and he
missed that free throw. Gets his rebound back, shoots, missed it from the free throw lane. Ball kept alive, and Jones has it again. Beats it now top of the key. Whittingham, a jumper. Off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Wiles. Flora, 40 seconds to go. Wolves looking to fast break. Schaefer on the right side. Almost had the ball taken away. Beats it to Wiles in the right corner. Back out on the right wing to Warren. Warren on the dribble against the defense of March, and Zeus reached in and grabbed it. stops the clock with 25 seconds to go, 25.2 seconds to be exact, here in the second quarter play. Indian basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and also by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in Bridgeport, your local owned and operated pharmacy. Free throw up and in by Flores Gavin Warren, and it's 36-24 Indians. Free throw up and in again by Gavin Warren, the sophomore, 5'10". Flora trails 36-25 by 11, 20 seconds to go. Here's Winningham, Brennan, back to Odell, not Odell, but to Jones. Now up front to Winningham. Here's Toole, left side on the wing to Marsh, 6 seconds to go. Loose feet underneath to Toole. He fakes, shoots, and scores. Skyler Toole with a basket in close. And that ends the second quarter of play. Very good first half for the Indians as they head to the locker room, leading by a score of 38-25. On the People's State Bank scoreboard again, 38-25, Indians on top. Bill and I are back with the halftime report. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Indian Hoop, brought your way by Lawrence County Health Department with complete wellness, body, mind, and community, and also by Casey State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. We're here at halftime, time for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bopes Pizza halftime report. So far, so good. Indians on top, 38-25. Bills has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Well, Steve, that first quarter, it had all the earmarks of a classic Lawrenceville-Flora matchup. The Indians led 13-10 after that first quarter. But in the second quarter, the Indians outscored Flora 25-15. They now lead at 38-25 here at halftime. The game was tied twice early. There was a couple of lead changes. Lawrenceville took the lead for good, at least in the first half, with a minute 40 to go, when Zeus Marsh converted that turnover into a dunk. That gave Lawrenceville an 11-10 lead. Odell followed up with a three-pointer prior to the buzzer to give the Indians a 14-10 lead at the end of that first stop. The Indians then scored the next 12 points, first 12 points of the second quarter, three of those being on three-pointers by Jordan Jones to stretch their lead to 25-10, and it's fluctuated a little bit between now and then and now, but it's 13 points at halftime. And speaking of Jordan Jones, he has 14 points here in the first half. As I mentioned earlier, he was the only Indian starter who didn't score in the first quarter, but he scored 14 points in the second quarter. He's leading the way. Marsh has 6 points. Odell has 5. Nelms has 4 points. 2 points each for Winningham, and then Toole scored that basket just prior to the end of the first half. They gave the Indians the 13-point lead at halftime. Colton leads the way for Flora. He has 9 points. Gosey has 5, as does Schaefer. 3 points for Finke, 2 points for Warren. Young hit a free throw. Turnovers, again, are a big part of this game. The Wolves have 10 turnovers in the game. I don't know exactly how many, but a number of those led directly to Indian baskets. In the meantime, Lawrenceville has turned it over just 4 times, rebounding. The Indians have a 12-10 lead on the boards. Anytime they need out-rebound anybody, that's a good thing for them. And Zeus Marsh leads the way. He has 4 rebounds here in the first half.
All right. Lawrenceville Indians 38 and the Flora Wolves 25. Bill and I are back with more after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bones Pizza.
Bones Pizza is fast at your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Boats Pizza halftime report. Halftime here at LHS. Lawrenceville Indians 38 and the Flora Wolves 25. Indians back on the floor. Flora still in the locker room with head coach Phil Lee. Again, if you're just joining us, Indians did win the JV game. They remain unbeaten on the lower level. Indians winning 63-58. Skylar Toole with 18 points. K.O. Powell had 16. Again, the Indians with the lead here in the varsity contest as they continue this homestand. Look to make it 2 in a row. Will be their first 2-game winning streak of the year, with 2 more home games to go against Edwards County on Tuesday and against Fairfield coming up on the 18th. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Boats Pizza halftime report. Bill and I are back with the second half of action in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral
and... Area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Basketball on Light 103, ready for the second half. Indian Basketball brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett, by Larry Boat's Pizza in Lawrenceville. They're famous for their delicious, mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
943-2612.
That's the number to call for Larry Boat's Pizza. Indians with their original starters out there. Nelms, Odell, Marsh, Wager, and Jones. And four with their original starters out there as well as we get set for the second half.
Should mention, Steve, again, three Indians have two fouls each, that being Odell, Wager, and Nelms.
But they lead by a big margin, 38-25. Indians with the ball to begin the second half. Here's Nelms beating it right side on the wing to Wager. Left side on the wing to Marsh. Underneath, shot up and in by Wager. Nice pass out of the corner by R.J. Nelms after getting the ball from Marsh. The Indians have the first basket of the second half, lead 40-25. Top of the key for the Wolves is Gosey. Now underneath, ball knocked away from Schaefer, out of bounds. And last touched by the Indians, it'll be Flora Ball at their offensive end. Just underway here in the third quarter, 40-25 Lawrenceville. Indians again looking for their second win in a row. And it comes right side, long jumper by Schaefer off the mark. Odell the rebound to Marsh. Now to Nelms, bounce pass underneath to Wager. Shot blocked away, and a foul charged on Nick Schaefer of Flora.
It's going to be his second foul. Wager looking for his eighth and ninth points of the night.
No Wager for the Indians at the free throw line.
First one was good.
First one up and in. He'll have another. Second one no good. Rebounded by Schaefer. And the Indians go back on defense now as Flora will bring it up. Odell with a steal. One-on-one, beating it out underneath to Nelms, lays it up and in. Nice pass to Nelms for the basket after the steal by Odell. He could have took it himself, but unselfish, gave it up. 43-25, Indians. Now Odell with another steal at the other end. Here he comes, feeding it to Wager. Three-pointer, left side, off the mark and out of bounds. Last touch by Flora. It'll be Indian basketball. Zeus Marsh signals play number four from underneath the Indian basket. Feeds it back out front to Odell between the circles. Now Nelms on the right wing with 6:37 to go, third quarter. Top of the key to Wager. Now Marsh on the left wing, high post to Jones. Jones off to Nelms, now to Wager. Here's Odell, down top of the key to Marsh. Back to Wager. Top the key to Jones. Left side on the wing to Wager. Looking down low for Marsh, but can't get it to him. Now to Odell on the right wing. Top the key to Wager. Marsh on the wing. Underneath to Odell. Cutting. Reverse layup. No good. And it was taken away by Cone of Flora. Now the Wolves wanting to run. Schaefer in the corner. Here is Wiles. Cut off on the left baseline. If we work it back top of the key to Cone. Cone lets a jumper go from about eight. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Wager of the Indians. Noah across the timeline on the dribble. Jones has it now. Long three is well off the mark. Loose ball recovered by Odell. Back out to Nelms. Top of the key to Marsh. Thought about a three from there, but doesn't take it. Now backs it out. And the innings will set up a play with 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. 43-25, Indians. Marsh between the circles against the man-to-man. Left side on the wing to Odell as the ball knocked away. Recovered by Wager. Now Odell down the lane. Dipsy to move. Shot up no good. And the rebound controlled by Cole Young of Flora. 5 minutes, 7 seconds to go. Third quarter. In the corner, left side is Gosi. Shot up and no good by the Wolves. Rebounded by Wager and a reach-in foul charged against Schaefer of Flora. That stops the clock with 4:58 to go here in the third quarter, 43-25, Lawrenceville over Flora. Here at LHS.
Third foul on Schaefer, two on Flora here in the second half.
Odell across the timeline directing traffic. The Indian offense now feeds it to Nelms, top of the key. RJ now to Marsh. Zeus working one-on-one against Wiles, but gives it up now between the circles to Wager. Now to Jones, left side on the wing to Nelms. Here's a jumper by Zeus. Marsh, left side, no good, and we have a foul charged, I think, against Flora. Yep, against the Wolves. Foul on Isaiah Cohn, who did not agree with the call. Shakes his head.
Had some words of one of the officials.
Cale Powell getting set to check into the game for the Indians, replacing Connor Odell in the lineup.
Cale's first appearance in tonight's game. Some of the Indians are asking for a technical be called. Ref's kind enough not to do it.
Marsh inbounding for the Indians in the right corner. Now back out front to Wager. Feet in the middle to Marsh at the free throw line. Zeus cut off. Now off to Powell. Right side to Jones. Here's Powell on the left wing. Nelms lets a jumper go top of the key. A good three ball by R.J. Nelms. And the Indians lead 46-25. That forces Flora head coach Phil Lieb to call a timeout. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout. 4:08 to go, third quarter. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's Lawrenceville 46, Flora 25. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Indian basketball on Light 103, brought your way by Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love. And by the Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in a time of need.
Steve, the Indians have scored the first 8 points here of the second half, stretched that lead to 21 points, and things are looking really good. It's a lot like the Oblong game Tuesday, where they just continued to pull away throughout the night.
Flora off the timeout with the ball against trapping pressure. They try to feed it in. Here's a shot up right side off the mark and no good by Young. And he gets the rebound back again against the double team. Feeds it left side to Warren. His jumper is good. A three-pointer by Gavin Warren, the sophomore. And it's 46-28. Flora trailing. 3:40 to go. Third quarter. Marsh working one-on-one. It goes around Wild. Shoots and scores. No contest there. Zeus too quick for Alex Wiles, the junior. And it's 48-28. Indians by 20 points. 3:28 to go. Third quarter. Flora works it to Wiles. Left corner. Tries to dribble through a double team. Stolen by Jones. But he throws it away. And threw it right back to Gavin Warren. Now in the corner. Gosi feeds the top of the key. Underneath wide open. Shot up and in by Schaefer. Indian overplaying on defense that time. Got caught for an easy basket. 48-30, 18-point lead. There's Marsh again going around. Wow, shoots and scores. And a chance at a three-point play for Zeus Marsh.
Wiles is simply overmatched.
No contest. Timeout wanted. 30-second break by Randy Bishop. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard says Lawrenceville 50, Flora 30. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Happy holidays from Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. Stocking stuffers, put little tools on Santa's shopping list, starting at $4.97. Scratching your head for that hard-to-buy four-person on your list? Leggett Lumber and Hardware gift certificates are the answer, in any amount. Other ideas for Santa? Cordless drills, reciprocating saws, heat tape, pipe insulation, ice melt, and snow shovels. And Leggett's great expertise. Thank you so much for your business, and we look forward to seeing you come through our door at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
Indian basketball on Light 103 as we return from the timeout. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson from Lawrenceville High School. Zeus Marsh at the line. Free throw up and in. Completing a three-point play. R.J. Nelms checks out, replaced by Skyler Toole for Randy Bishop. A lot of people getting playing time here tonight. Indians going to a zone trap. Here is Schaefer, cut off on the left baseline, in trouble. Feeds it now back out front. Now right side, they go to Gosey. That was a three by Gosey, wasn't it?
His second three of the night.
Yeah, Gosey with a three from the wing. 51-33. Jones on the left side dribble for the Indians on the wing. Looking for a screen, top of the key. Now here is Marsh letting a long jumper go. Good. Three ball from the left side by Zeus. Zeus having a solid game here.
14 points for Zeus now.
54-33. Jumper is good. Three ball from the left side by Gosey. Gosey again.
Yeah, three three-pointers for Gosey now.
54-36. Indians, 2 minutes to go. Here in the third quarter play. Toole, top of the key to Powell. Now to Wager on the deep left wing. Noah on the dribble. Now to Toole. Here's Powell thinking about a long three-pointer from the right side, doesn't take it. Right baseline to Wager. Back out to Toole, top of the key. Now to Wager on the baseline. His jumper from about 18 feet, misses everything. And a long loose ball rebound brought down by Cole Young. Now they feed it underneath to Wiles, but it's knocked away by Toole. Scramble for the loose ball. Held ball. And possession arrow is in favor of who?
It'll be Flores' possession, I believe.
It is Flora's ball. 1:36 to go, third quarter, 54-36. Indians on top. They wipe up some perspiration on the floor at the far end there. And the Wolves will inbound underneath their own hoop. Gavin Warren will get it in the left corner to Schaefer, back out on the left wing for Nick Schaefer. Now left corner to Warren. His jumper is no good from 17. Zeus Marsh, a rebound, has it taken away. Shot up and no good by Banky. And the Indians come away with a loose ball. Now a foul charged on Flora. Banky had a wide open shot there but couldn't get it to fall. So the Indians will have the ball. Side court. 1:22 to go in the third quarter, leading 54-36. Cale Powell deep on the right wing. Top of the key to Jones. In the middle now to Wager. Toole, a jumper. Good. Three ball from the right side. Skyler Toole getting in on the scoring parade. 57-36. Indians, they double team. Now in the middle, a drive down the lane by Young is up. No good, but he was fouled on his way to the hoop. Stopping the clock with 58 seconds to go.
Steve,
in the third quarter.
That's the first foul on the Indians here in the second half. Flores already committed five. Young's going to be going to the line to shoot two, where he is one of four tonight, and that foul was on Skyler Toole, his first of the game.
Free throw is no good by Cole Young. Powell out, and Nelms back in for the Indians. 58 seconds to go, 58.3 here in the third quarter. Second free throw up and in by Cole Young. Now he, Gosey comes out. Replaced in the lineup by Isaiah Cohn for Phil Lead. 57-37, Indians by 20. Toole, DeMarsh across the timeline. Feeds it to the high post to Wager. Down the lane he comes, lays it up for about 10. No good. Gets his own rebound up, no good. But he was hacked and fouled underneath and will go to the line for free throws. Noah Weger, averaging just over 11 points on the year, and he's a 62% free throw shooter.
If he can make two here, he'll be in double digits tonight. He's got 8 points.
Free throw on its way, a high arcer up and in. Gets the glad hand from his teammates. 58-37 Indians, 48.4 seconds to go, third quarter. The free throw is no good, rebounded up and in by Marsh. Zeus, quick to the basket on that missed free throw. 60-37, 40 seconds to go. Reaching foul on Jones, reaching in, trying to steal it away from Isaiah Cohn of Florida with 39.2 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Two fouls on Jones, only two on the team this quarter.
Laura looking to inbound. They do in the corner. A long jumper is well off the mark by Cohn. Recovered out front, however, by the Wolves. There's another jumper at top of the key. No good. Laura with a rebound. Shot up and knocked away. That was Cole Young. That was fouled on the rebound. The Indian fans, you can hear them, don't particularly care for that call. They thought it was all ball.
Third foul on Noah Weger.
28.8 seconds to go. Third quarter, 60-37. Lawrenceville over Flora here at Lawrenceville High School. Free throw up and in by Cole Young.
Now 3 of 7.
60-38. Indians. Free throw on its way. And good by Young. 60-39. 27 seconds to go. Skylar Toole across the timeline. Marsh double team. Here's Toole in the middle to Weger. Left side to Nelms, takes the left baseline, feeds underneath. Shot up and no good by Weger. Rebound controlled by Benke. 12 seconds to go. Floor across the timeline quickly is Gavin Warren in the right corner. 7 seconds to go. Top of the key. Now left side jumper is no good by Cohn. Long rebound is out to Andrew Conrad into the game. And the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of three here, it's Lawrenceville 60 and Flora 39. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Indian Basketball Night 103 is brought your way by Amberall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of the Amberall Federal Credit Union. By Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express, if you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. 8 minutes to go in this one. The Indians on top comfortably, 60-39.
Steve, the Indians have outscored Flora in all three quarters now. They outscored them that quarter 22-14 to stretch this lead up to 21 points.
Connor Odell, left side on the wing against this Flora zone. They've gone back to the zone after trying man-to-man. Here's Marsh in the left corner. Zeus on the dribble. Feeds it back out on the left wing to Nelms. Now to Marsh in the corner underneath the left baseline. Weger, cross-court skip pass to Odell. Fakes, and he's called for a travel.
Just the sixth Indian turnover of the evening.
Only six? Wow, that's good.
Flora has 14. They really slowed down in that third quarter. Flora had only three in the third quarter, and the Indians won.
Flora in the corner there to Christian Gosey, but it's taken away by the Indians. Here's Marsh out of the header. Everybody lays it up, but he was bumped from behind and fouled, and will go to the line for Indian free throws. Zeus Marsh for the Indians. He's the leading scorer off the Tribe on the year, averaging about 17 points a game.
It's Cohn's third pal.
55% free throw shooter on the year, and his first one is no good. Never mentioned the free throw stats before the guy shoots, Bill. That puts
the
kibosh
Anderson,
on him.
That's the Anderson curse.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Second free throw is no good. I put the kibosh on him. And Wiles the rebound for Flora. Wolves will bring it up. Isaiah Cohn has the ball knocked away, stolen away. Now Marsh working one-on-one, spins to the glass, missed, but he tipped it up and in. Zeus with an acrobatic basket. He can do some things. I tell you, he's a great athlete. Down underneath, Flora lays it up and in. A nice pass there to Alex Wiles. 62-41. 6:54 to go in the game. Here's Wager in the left corner. Left wing to Nelms. Top of the key to Odell. Connor on the dribble. Now to Marsh on the wing. Lets the three-pointer go. Short. Rebound tapped around and brought down by Nick Schaefer of Flora. Now to Isaiah Cohn in the left corner to Grant Benke. They feed it underneath now to Schaefer. Has the ball knocked away. Loose ball. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Wager of the Indians. It'll be Flora basketball. Cole Young back into the game, replacing Grant Benke for Phil Lieb. Wolves inbound. Gavin Warren back out front. Here's Cohn. Feeding it off now in the corner to Wiles. Alex Wiles on the dribble. Feeds it in the middle. Now back top of the key to Gavin Warren, who backs out against the double team. Loses the handle momentarily. Left side three-pointer off the mark by Schaefer. And the rebound brought down by Wager of the Indians. Quickly up floor to Nelms between the circles to Odell. Nelms on the wing and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. 6 minutes to go in the game. Amro Federal Credit Union timeout. 62-41 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Glad you're with us. Final 6 minutes. Indians on top, 62-41. The Tribe have been in control virtually throughout this entire game. Tight there in the first quarter, but they have gradually pulled away. And lead here, 62-41. Off the timeout. Indians work at top of the key. Odell on a long three. Off the mark, no good. Nelms the rebound. Puts it up. Scores. R.J. Nelms. From in close on the left baseline. 64-41 Indians. 5:38 to go in the game. Schaefer on the dribble for Flora. Double teamed, in trouble. Looking for somebody to get it to. Feeds it in the corner. Now they go to Wiles on the left right baseline. Back out front, top of the key. Jumper, three-pointer. Up and in by Christian Gosi.
It's 4-3 of the ball game.
5:19 to go in the game. 64-44 Indians by 20. Nelms, cross-court skip pass. Right side to Marsh on the wing. The baseline underneath to Wager. Shoots and scores. And a chance at a three-point play. Good cut to the basket there. And good ball movement by the Indians. Noah Wager, a chance at a three-point play. We mentioned Noah averaging about 12 points a game. The second leading scorer for the Indians on the season. He completes the three-point play.
It gives him 12 points.
67-44. Wiles on the left baseline in the corner. There's Gosi again. Three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound controlled by Wager. Outlet pass to Odell across the timeline. Left wing to Nelms. RJ surveys the zone. 2-3 zone packed in there. Here is Marsh back top of the key to Odell. Now to Marsh. Ball tipped away. Recovered by Zeus. Lets the jumper go. Off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Alex Wiles of Flora. Off to Cohn. Isaiah Cohn across the timeline, down the lane, right side, and called blocking foul charged on the Indians.
That foul's on Noah Wager, his fourth. The referee drew the ire of the Indian faithful on that call, didn't he?
But they thought Cohn had charged. Marsh out of the game for the Indians, gets the glad hand on the sidelines. 67-44. Wiles will inbound for Flora underneath their hoop.
Yeah, that's only the 14th foul, so Flora's not shooting yet.
Out front to Gosey. Now Schaefer feeds it back out front to Gosey in the corner to Cone. There's a long jumper by Cone, right side off the mark, no good. Long rebound. Here is Lager laying it up and in. What a nice pass from Connor Odell. 69-44 Indians. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the game. Wiles reach in foul on Jones. He tried to steal the ball away from the junior for Flora. Call for the foul.
That's going to be the third foul on Jordan. Still no free throws for Flora, as that's just the fifth foul in the second half on Lawrenceville.
And it comes out front to Christian Gosey. Left side to Cone on the wing. Dribbles down the lane. Free throw line has the ball taken away. Long down court heave to Odell. He'll lay it up. No good. Those fouled. And we'll head to the line for the Indian free throws.
Steve, if he can make these two, that would push the lead up to 27 points, and we'd be within 3 points of having the new IHSA running clock.
Free throw coming up here for Connor Odell of the Indians. Free throw up and no good. Indians with Jarrett Winkles into the game, the junior. Odell will have another free throw coming up. And it's up and in. 70-44, 3:50 to go in the game. Across the timeline, Gavin Warren. There he is on the dribble now, top of the key, right side to Gosey. On the baseline to Wiles, underneath to a cutter, up and no good. That was Cole Young cutting to the basket. He's hacked and fouled. Going to be some wholesale substitutions for the Indians here momentarily. As Cole Young heads to the line.
That foul was on Noah Weger. He is fouled out of the game with 3:38 to play.
Tool in for Weger. Jones is out of the game. Odell out of the game. Powell in along with Tool for the Indians.
Weger will leave having scored 14 points.
Brendan Winningham also into the game for the Indians. Free throw no good by Cole Young. Keeps the score 70-44 with 3:38 to go in the game. Second free throw up and in. He got it to roll through. Now Flora will make a substitution here. Schaefer checking out and Andrew Conrad into the game. 5'6 junior for Flora. 70-45 Indians. Brendan Winningham on the dribble. Between the circles to Nelms, R.J., Winningham. That's a jumper go from the top of the key. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for and brought down by Conrad of Flora. Gavin Warren, left side, down the lane, lays it up and no good. Rebound fought for down there. Shot up by Cole Young, up and in. Young the basket for Flora. 3 minutes, 6 seconds to go in the game. 70-47. Indians, the ball thrown away by the Tribe. It'll be Flora ball. All that remains to be determined here is the final score. Flora making some substitutions here. Number 22, Cash Kimmel into the game. He's a 5'11 sophomore, number 22. Gavin Warren will bring it across the timeline. 2:58 to go in the contest. Right side on the wing to Conrad. Now left side out front to Grant Binky. Binky guarded by Winkles. Left side on the baseline. Here is Kimball heading to the hole. And he was fouled prior to the drive. So he'll go to the line for free throws. Cash Kimball. 2:43 to go in this game. 70-47. Indians. Free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Winkles of the Indians. Outlet pass to Nelms. RJ across the timeline. Winningham in the right corner. Now back out front to Winkles. On the left wing to Powell. Left baseline is a drive by Nelms up and in. RJ Nelms with the hoop. A solid game.
Yeah, 13-9 for Nelms.
72-47, 2:20 to go. Fans, some of the fans begin to head for the exits. 2:17 to go. Now reach in foul on the Indians. Skylar Toole, I think, reached in. It was.
Second foul on Toole. Warren's going to be at the line shooting one in the bonus for the Flora Wolves.
Skylar Toole, a 5'8 junior, number 11. Free throw up and in by Gavin Warren of Flora, 72-48. Indians, 2:17 to go in the game. Second free throw up and in by Warren. 72-49. Powell across the timeline to Toole. Now to Powell on the deep right wing. Left wing to Toole on the baseline. Here's Nelms again. Reverse layup up and in. R.J. Nelms having his way on that baseline.
Six for him this quarter.
74-49. Here's a fallaway jumper. No good by Warren from the left side. Rebounded by the Indians. Toole has the ball taken away from behind. Now a scramble for the loose ball. Toole saves it. Back out front to Winkles. Now Powell, three-pointer. Left side, no good. Rebound tapped around and brought down by Winningham. And he's called for a travel. 1:36 to go in the game. 74-49 Indians. Indian bench over here having a lot of fun watching some of these secondary guys get a chance to score and play in this game. 74-49, 1:35 to go in the contest. Across the timeline, Andrew Conrad. There's a new player in the game, big number 55, Jay Desai. He's a 6'3 sophomore. He loses the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Indian ball with a minute 27 to go in the game. Powell leaves it off for Toole. Toole loses his footing, and the ball's tied up. Possession arrow in favor of Flora. Indian basketball brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. They're local medical professionals caring for local people. And by Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. Under new ownership, committed to offering the best quality and service to Lawrence County.
Steve, Indians got most of the JV players in the ballgame, so JV coach Jeremy Brush has stood up, and he's taking over the coaching duties.
Here's R.J. Nelms, starter, keeping it in there. Off to Winkles, who lays it up and in. Nice pass there. Unselfish play by R.J. Nelms to get Winkles a basket. 76-49, a minute to go in the game. Here is a drive down the left side of the lane by Andrew Conrad. Ball knocked away. Here's Powell heading to the hoop. Has it taken away by Kimmel, but he stepped on the end line. And that'll give the ball to the Indians underneath their own hoop with 49.6 seconds to go in the contest. Toole inbounds to Winkles. Back out front to Powell between the circles. Now in the middle to Toole. Toole triple team. Feeds it to Winningham. Underneath now to Nelms. He scores again. R.J. Nelms, another basket in close. 78-49. 33 seconds to go in the game. Flora on top. Here's Holden Warren into the game. Top of the key now to Cash Kimmel. Right side on the wing to Andrew Conrad. Down the lane he comes, lays it up and in. Conrad with the basket for Flora. 18 seconds to go. 78-51. Indians on top. Powell out front. Now to Winningham between the circles. Indians just going to hold it out front. 6 seconds to go. Final score is going to be 78-51. Lawrenceville Indians win it here. And the final score on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 78, Flora 51. Indians with this win. Now at 3-4 on the year, closer to the 500 mark. They also pick up their first conference win. Flora remains winless on the season at 0-6. And they're 0-1 in conference play. Again, on the People's State Bank scoreboard, final, Lawrenceville 78 and Flora 51. Bill and I are back with the postgame show in about 3 minutes. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cashback options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Folks Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Folks Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Folks Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Folks Hair Studio gift certificate from Folks Hair Studio. Just Google Folks Hair Studio. North of the Square, Folks Hair Studio will tease to please.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indians pick up their second straight win, get closer to the 500 mark, now at 3-4 with a 78-51 win over the Florida Wolves. Time now for the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report. Well, the Indians were in control here early, led by three after one quarter, extended the lead to the half, 38-25, 60-39 after three quarters. And again, 78-51, the final, Bill, a good win for the Indians.
Indeed, Steve. And you know, if we win Tuesday night when Edwards County comes to town, they'll be back to the 500 mark, and they've got a good chance to win more games than they lose this season, which is always a good go. Checking the scoring, Steve, the Indians had four players in double figures tonight. Zeus Marsh led the way. He had 18 points. 17 points tonight for R.J. Nelms. He scored eight of those in the fourth quarter. R.J. was 7 of 8. 8 of 10 shooting the ball tonight. 14 points for Noah Weger before he fouled out with 3:34 left to play. And 14 points for Jordan Jones. And he really put on a show there in the second quarter. He made 4 3-point baskets in that quarter along with a field goal, scored all 14 of his points in the second quarter. Rounding out the scoring, Odell finished with 6 points, 5 points for Skylar Toole, and 2 points each for Winkles and Brennan Winningham. Not Blaine, who missed the game, but his little brother Brennan scored his first varsity basket tonight. For the Florida Wolves, only two players in double figures. Gosey led the way with 14 points. He had four three-pointers. He was 5 of 8 from the field, hit 4 out of 6 three-point shots, and finished with 14 points. Cone finished with 12 points to give them 2 players in double figures. So, again, tonight for the Indians, 4 players in double figures, 10 players played, 9 players scored. I see Coach Bishop's on his way, and I'm sure he's going to be happy to talk to us.
The Indians won the JV game as well by a score of 63-58 to remain unbeaten on the year. Skyler Toole had 18 points and Cale Powell had 16. Indians again win here by a score of 78-51. And the Indian head coach will sit down here and join us as the Indians picked up the W. Well, Randy, good win for the ball club here. I thought you guys did a great job putting pressure on them, as you normally do. But you got a lot of guys that made a lot of contributions.
We did. I was able to play quite a bit of the bench tonight. And, for years I played a 1-3-1 trap. I kind of went back to that. And I thought our kids really hustled. We still got a few kinks to iron out on our zone offense a little bit. But also we shot the ball better in the first half. That always helps when you're shooting the ball. But I'm really happy with the way they're coming around now, starting to play. I told them our goal would be 500 by Christmas or a little above, and right now we're 3-4, and we'll have a chance maybe to even that up on Tuesday. But every kid that played in both games played hard tonight.
I thought RJ did a great job filling in for Blaine.
RJ's really worked hard. He was a player that 2 years ago I said probably wouldn't play a whole lot, and he's just devoted himself to being dedicated and work. And I thought he did a nice job on the offside boards, made some nice passes to the interior. So, if you were going to give a player a game ball as a coach, I would give it to him. The other kids did things, but he made us really go tonight. I thought he really played well.
Good balance for you. We have for you with 4 in double digits. Everybody fairly close. Marsh, Nelms with 17. That's what you want.
Right. And I was really concerned with Winningham out with the ankle, how we would respond. RJ stepped up, and so did the Winkles kid, coming off the bench a little bit and helping us in the guards. But you want to see kids with double figures. Doesn't do any good to have a kid that scores 40 if you lose every game because the other kids can't score. So great team effort. They're sharing the ball now, playing more as a team with better chemistry. So, we're looking better each time we play.
Coach, that second quarter, Jordan Jones lit it up for 14 points all in one quarter. I don't know that it's possible to play any better than he did in that second period.
No, and I'm really happy for him because he struggled on his outside shot the first part of the season, and now he's getting in a rhythm. He's been working on that a little bit, but that was good to see because when he scores, we're going to be a formidable opponent down the end. So I'm just tickled about that. And then at the end, there were so many other kids getting a chance to score. He didn't really go get it that much because he wanted to share it a little bit. So that says a lot for him, too.
Well, now you're close to the 500 mark, as you say. You can get there. You continue this nice homestand. Edwards County coming in on Tuesday.
Right, and they got most of their kids back. But you were down there last year. We had that game won and threw it away there in the last 2 seconds. Our kids want a chance to redeem that a little bit. And they play a zone, so we're going to work that way and work on that. Flora, they only beat Flora by 6, so it makes me think that we got a good shot of getting them maybe if we stay out of foul trouble. They're pretty big.
All right, Randy, congratulations on this win. Enjoy the W, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians win here by a score of 78-51. Again, 4 in double digits for the Tribe here on the night. Led by Zeus Marsh with 18 points. RJ Nelms had 17, 14 each for Noah Wager and Jordan Jones. Indians again win it 78-51. We're back with the player of the game coming up after this from Hoke's Hair Studio.
Hoke's Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Hoke's Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Hoke's Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Hoke's Hair Studio gift certificate from Hoke's Hair Studio. Just Google Hoke's Hair Studio. North of the Square, Hoke's Hair Studio will tease to please.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School post-game show, the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians win it 78-51. Our last task is to name the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Bill, Randy Bishop called it R.J. Nelms.
Yeah, Randy alluded to that, and R.J. Nelms did have a heck of a ball game. Stevie, he was pressed into starting duty because Blaine Winningham had that sprained ankle. R.J. hit 8 of 11 shots from the field tonight. He was 1 of 2 from three-point range. Did not go to the foul line, but he also had 4 rebounds, all of those being offensive rebounds, and finished with 17 points. A terrific ball game for a good young kid.
All right, so the Indians win it here, 78-51. As we mentioned before, they're closer to the 500 mark at 3-4. They'll try to get there on Tuesday when the Indians host Edwards County. That's our next broadcast. Tuesday night, the Indians and the Lions here at Lawrenceville High School. Thanks to the good work by our producer-engineer back at the Waco studio, Gil T. Wilson, Steve Anderson, saying this has been the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show. For Bill Richardson, I'm Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Amberall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.